There is a real risk of genocide in the Central African Republic if urgent action is not taken now to stabilize the situation. The warning has come from John King, Director of Operations for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, OCHA, who has just returned from a five-day visit to the country. The small nation of about 4.5 million people is facing a crisis since the Seleka rebels launched attacks against government forces in December 2012 and forced President Francois Bozize to flee last year. I am Derek Mbata. Close to 1 million people have been displaced in the Central African Republic as former Seleka rebels and defense units continue to attack each other. John King says the conflict has escalated in recent months and is being represented as intercommunal with a religious basis. According to the UN official, this is not the case. He says in discussions he heard that people from each of the communities are conducting atrocities against people from the other communities in their name, but don't really represent them. And he says genocide is a real possibility.
The stakes are extremely high. It has all the elements that we have seen elsewhere in places like Rwanda and Bosnia. The elements are there, the seeds are there for a genocide. There's no question about that. The people are much more civilized and civil than the current situation conveys.
However, Mr. King points out that people, in his own words, are being incited by their experience.
Atrocities are being committed on an ongoing basis, and the fear among the communities of each other is palatable. The tragedy is that when you go to a town like Bosangoa, 600 metres apart are IDP camps, internally displaced camps of people from the opposite communities, and their homes are within visibility of where they're now subsisting in squalor, because such is their fear. Kids are not going to school. 62% of the schools in Bangui have been occupied. So there's a country here with a relatively small population, 4.5 million, but it is now being polarized and fear is consuming the minds of an entire population, wherever you might go.
Mr. King stressed the need to stabilize the security situation in the Central African Republic.
We have to stabilize the situation. We have to create conditions where the fear can be dissipated, because the escalation of that fear has an inevitable trajectory if we reflect on the experience of other similar situations. And that's why the mobilization quickly of effective action to stabilize and then to begin the long road to recovery.
Regional leaders have been meeting in the Chadian capital of N'Djamena to try to find a solution to the conflict in the Central African Republic. Derek Mbata, United Nations.